You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Education Transitions Conference at the British Medical Association, organised by Thomas Bocklington Trust and Guide Dogs. I'm joined now by Colin Whitbourne, Executive Director at the Powell Family Foundation. Colin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to meet you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the foundation first?
Yes, of course. We're a fairly new foundation. We just started just over 3 years ago. What we do is we're a grant-making foundation awarding grants to support vision-impaired children and young people, either direct grants to individuals or to other charitable organisations that support children and young people. It started with Rodney Powell and his family, who made kind donations to the charity. And as I say, we've been going about 3 years, very busy with lots of applications coming in, and it's great to be here listening to the transitions work that's going on, and hope we can support that in some way.
Now, one of your trustees during her presentation mentioned a particular program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, this is a collaboration program, but with the Powell Family Foundation, including Thomas Bocklington Trust and Fight for Sight. So three organisations, we've come together, we've got some money to put behind it as well. And what we're doing, first of all, is to do a bit of research around what are the gaps, who's doing what where in order to support children and young people with vision impairment across the country. Once we've got understood who does what and where it is and what are the gaps, we're then going to start to look at how we as charities, including Guide Dogs and RNIB and Visionary and all the others, can we come together in some way to provide some of those missing services, or we'll find out what's working really well and try and build on those. So it's very, very early days, but we will be sort of communicating this a lot more over the next couple of months, and we'll be asking both organisations and individuals during the course of the research to contribute to it, to tell us what is working, where they are, and how we may do better.
And what are the sort of next steps for that?
So the next steps, we're doing some research at the moment. There's an organisation called Birchtree Associates who are working with us, and they're coming up with some questions that we need to ask, which, as I say, are very much based around identifying what support is available, where and how often it happens across the country. So that's the first bit, so we'll be doing that in the next couple of months. Once we've got that, we'll then be looking to communicate and talk to individuals, so lots of families, children, other organisations, just to sort of validate it, to see if we've got the right kind of information. And from there, we can then start to think, okay, what is it that we need to do? And again, as long as we keep talking to everybody, making sure everybody's involved, then I think we're going to come out with something really strong at the end of it.
And if people would like to find out more about the Powell Family Foundation, where can they go to do that?
So two places. To find out about the Powell Family Foundation, we have a website, which is tpff.org.uk. And if you need to find out more about this, the collaboration project that we're working on, then there's a special section on Fight for Sight's website, which has all the details around that, and how to contact us for more information.
Fantastic. Colin Whitbourne, Executive Director at the Powell Family Foundation, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.